Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to say hello to you today because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm excited. It's my favorite, but we can't do it before we clear up our challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase polo shirts. Change one letter to a P, and you can spell a two-word phrase, five letters in each word, for someone who ruins the fun. What is the phrase?
Well, if you change the H to a P, you can spell spoil sport.
You can do that.
Mike, forget Christmas, Thanksgiving, Yom Kippur, and the 4th of July. Today is the most important holiday of all.
Goodbye.
As you know, May 4th is Star Wars Day.
I do.
So in honor of George Lucas's sprawling galaxy, we'll try a Star Wars-themed quiz. Each correct answer will contain a key word from the title of one of the Star Wars films, up to and including the prequels, the latest trilogy, and the new spin-offs.
Okay, so I think I know the titles of the movies, so I'm okay.
Okay, well, do or do not. There is no try. Coming out after her campaign for vice president in 2008, then-Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's memoir quickly shot to the top of the bestseller lists. Taking its title from a criticism of Palin's strategy from presidential nominee John McCain's aides, the book was titled Going What?
Going Rogue.
Right? Which corresponds with which Star Wars film?
Rogue One.
You're right. And that was the first official Star Wars spin-off movie covering the run-up to the first film's action in 1977. Sticking with politics now, also in 2008, a poster of Barack Obama by the artist Shepard Fairey was quickly adopted by the campaign and its supporters, becoming one of the Democrats' defining symbols. Although different versions featured the words progress and change, what one word is written across the bottom of the most popular version of the poster?
It is the word hope.
You're right. And, of course, we know now the first movie was known as Star Wars: A New Hope, but only after the movie was originally released simply as Star Wars. A Best Picture Oscar nominee this year, Paul Thomas Anderson's latest film stars Daniel Day-Lewis in what he says was his final role. Set in 1950s London, the film centers on a high-end clothing designer named Reynolds Woodcock and his relationship with his sister, girlfriend, and deceased mother. What is the name of this film?
That is Phantom Thread.
Right. And the Star Wars film that corresponds to?
It's The Phantom Menace.
In the opening song on its 14th studio album, 2008's Accelerate...
Hey, I might know this one.
REM's Michael Stipe sings, "Well, I'm not one to sit and spin, 'cause living well's the best what?"
Living well is the best revenge.
Right. And can you name that Star Wars film?
It's Revenge of the Sith.
You're right. And that final prequel was the last movie George Lucas directed. And finally, Jimmy Page on Stairway to Heaven, David Gilmour on Comfortably Numb, and Jimi Hendrix on All Along the Watchtower are among the top 10 on Guitar World's ranking of the top 50 what?
This is clever. Those would be the top 50 guitar solos.
You're right. And Solo will be the latest Star Wars movie to come out in May, featuring the great Donald Glover as young Lando in that character's first appearance since Return of the Jedi. Well, the Force was with Mike Nothnagel. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org. And by the way, do you have any droids who speak bocce?
You can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me and somehow I answered correctly. Some extra credit questions about the rest of the movies in the series that maybe there were more of them. Or this challenge. Ian?
Start with the name of Qui-Gon Jinn actor Liam Neeson. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell two other sci-fi blockbusters from the past. As a hint, one is a sequel, and you'll need to add the to the other. What are the words? Well, young Padawan Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
Insert cliched catchphrase here.